Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. And it's time now to hear some of your feedback on our recent programs.
Not surprisingly, our continuing coverage of Occupy Boston has really been driving the traffic at RadioBoston.org.
Call Me Missouri argued that the city had no good reason to forcibly remove demonstrators from one portion of the Greenway.
The Greenway is in the middle of nowhere, considering it's in the middle of the city. Call Me Missouri wrote, "In what way is it possible they were causing any kind of ruckus there? It's not like they set up tents in Downtown Crossing or Back Bay."
But commenter TC argues there's a reason we require permits for demonstrations on public property. TC says permits are required because groups can't have open-ended occupations on public spaces. What about my right to enjoy the park? When can I return?
Our listeners debated not only the legitimacy of the Occupy movement, but also its efficacy. Michael McZesty wrote, "There is evidence from the 20th century that what seemed like impossible social change came about because enough people mobilized and demanded change. I have a job, but I'm still volunteering with the Occupy group in my community for my fellow citizens who deserve better."
But Jan Dumas shot back, "I wonder how many of the young people occupying Boston are registered to vote. It was not just student protests that ended the war in Vietnam. It was the protesters spreading a message that went all the way to the ballot box. Are these people really looking for change or just a place to hang out for a while and pretend they're making real change?"
On Wednesday, we talked about sisterhood with two of the famous Efron sisters. You've got male screenwriter Delia Efron and her novelist sister, Hallie.
The only one that I showed my work to was Delia, who was incredibly supportive, I have to say. Thank you, Delia.
Who was the first person to tell you you were a writer? I want to know.
Delia.
It was me, right?
It was you.
It was me.
It was.
The segment provoked some reflection online about how sisters relate to each other, particularly as they age.
Celtic 12 wrote, "I have five sisters, all a year or so apart. When we were teens, we had the usual fights about stupid things, and then, as we got older, we'd hang out together. We'd stick up for each other. Now we are all in our 50s, and a couple of sisters just don't get along with everyone for political or social reasons. I always thought we would all love each other above all else, but sadly, that really isn't the case at all."
Hallie Efron herself replied to that. "Boy, do I hear you," she wrote. "Advice my sister gave me long ago. Lower your expectations and take what they can give."
And we'll take whatever you can give at RadioBoston.org.